Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Thank you. Now, for something completely different, we're going to head over to County Cork. If anything, this is the week to try something new, to push yourself a little bit, Wine. You know, while you have the Christmas confidence or the annual leave drive. Well, this time last year, content creator Pádraig Wilson McCarthy, Pádraig WMC, as his handle is, did exactly that. He said, I'm going to try some solo travel, and became chief navigator of his travel party for one. And he joins me now on the line from Cork. Pádraig.
Hello, Brendan. How are you?
How are you? There's that lovely voice again. How are you, sir? Good to hear from you.
You too. Happy New Year.
And a very happy New Year to you too. How are you? You're in Cork?
I'm down in Cork at the moment. I'm Dublin based usually, but I wasn't ready to say goodbye to the Christmas spirit down here yet. So I'm down for another couple of days before I head off again.
So we're going to chat a bit about your adventure and solo travel. But I had to ask first, where do you get the time?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I'm working, I suppose, I'm dabbling at the moment, freelance. I'm working, tipping away at radio, doing a little bit of presenting, and I'm working, doing content creation as well.
But and you're a fine presenter, Pádraig, I have to say.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
I've been on the other side of a microphone with you a couple of times.
You have indeed, yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's nice to be on this side for a change. But I am usually a primary school teacher, but I took a career break this year as my first year out. I suppose it was a product of COVID, actually. Both that and my love for travel has been a product of COVID, because I suppose we had so much time to think about what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure really if that is exactly what I wanted to be doing, so I decided just to pursue media for a while and see how I'd get on, and it's going quite well. But also, you know, when we were in lockdowns,
yes.
And you know, you're thinking about things that you want to do when you come out of it, and one of the things that I realised was I was always just going to the same places. Every year I'd go to the same place in Spain. I do the same things, go to the same restaurants, and I wasn't actually seeing any of the world.
Yeah.
And there was like this little bit of panic in me, actually, where I was like, okay, you know, when we're finally afforded the opportunities to get out and travel again,
I'm going.
I want to go. Do you know those? I don't know if you've ever seen scratch maps. They're like these things that you can get for your wall, and every country you've been to, you can scratch them off. I saw a friend of mine got one of those, and he was scratching off places that he had been. And I was like, if I was to get one of those, I'd have been nowhere. Do you know, I've been to the same places all the time. So that's kind of where my motivation came from.
Brilliant. And so, you know, do you miss teaching? You have to say yes.
There are times where I miss the steady income, for sure.
I bet.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I was actually back in the school. I work in a school in Glasnevin. And I was back in the school just before Christmas. And it was such a lovely way to like build up to the Christmas time, being around the kids again and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But going into January now, not so much when I'm heading off somewhere else instead, you know.
Did you always have the travel bug?
I didn't really. I'm a bit of a home bird, actually. And I did the whole, I went to Australia for a year. I didn't even last the full 12 months before I had to come home, because I missed being at home so much. And it wasn't something that was always a priority for me, I suppose, travelling. And then, you know, as I said, during COVID, I was starting to become more curious.
Now, I follow you, obviously, and I know you. And I think I met you first, and then I started following you. And your content is great, because you're genuinely on your own, and you're putting the camera down, and you're on like a subway station in New York City, and you're sort of standing there. And I love how you kind of look a bit nervous.
Yeah, totally.
And then you just tell us what's happening, right? And your content is absolutely, is really engaging. What was your first solo holiday?
So actually, that New York was my first solo holiday.
Twice,
so I jumped in at the deep end, I think. It came off the back of a couple of rough weeks where I just wasn't sure what I wanted to do last year, and I was feeling a bit down, and I needed something to look forward to. And I had decided towards the end of last year that 2024 was going to be the year where I started going off and doing things more on my own, because, you know, I mean, I'm very, very lucky. I've got a great circle of friends, but not everyone's available to go everywhere with you all the time. So I kind of knew that if I didn't start going and doing things on my own, I'd never get to see these places. So on a whim, I just booked a trip to New York last February.
Were you nervous?
I was bricking it, I'm not going to lie. Especially in New York, like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a culture shock. I got off the plane and I got the subway, actually. And everyone was like, don't get the subway into New York. And I was like, I'm going to get the subway into New York. And that was a culture shock, I won't lie. You know?
What scared you?
It was just a completely different world, you know? Like, it's a far cry from the Lewis, I'll tell you that much. That's for certain, you know?
Email Oliver at RTE.
Sorry, something just came in there.
That's all right.
So you went to New York, you're... content was really good because you really were nervous.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of nights out in there which I really enjoyed as well.
Yeah,
fair
of course.
Play. Warts and all, you weren't a bit shy about showing
no,
us.
No, it has to be done.
It
has
done.
To be done, yeah.
So, what's coming up? Tell us the next adventure.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky this year. I went to New York and then I caught the bug. I was in Paris and I went to Barcelona and I was also in Rome. And then this year...
So, hold on. So, out of those four, that's the four big ones, really.
Yeah.
What was your favourite?
New York by a mile. Like,
why?
I mean, yeah, well, it always has just been this place that I wanted to visit. And I think growing up in Ireland, we always had this thing about America. I think we always like fantasized about America being the American dream and like being like this big city lights and like a movie, and it actually kind of was, I have to say. I just really loved it.
So before I run out of time, tell me what the plan is now.
Yeah, so on Monday I'm heading to Istanbul for 3 days. I've never been to Istanbul before.
I have.
And I've heard it's amazing. And actually, what I should say as well is I'm usually a planner, and I kind of just left this to kind of the last minute to plan. And I've used AI to plan this trip for me. So basically, I'm going to follow everything that AI told me to
do. Genius!
And I'm going to
vlog
it and see how it turns out and see if it's any good. And then from there, I'm there until next Friday. And then from there, I'm flying to Vietnam. And I don't know how long I'll be there for. We'll see how the wind takes me. And I'm aiming for about 4 weeks.
Oh, you lucky devil.
Yeah, so I'm skipping January this year.
Good for you. Where can people follow you? These adventures.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so all my social media handles, I'm mostly active on Instagram and on TikTok, is Padraig_WMC.
You're going to have the most incredible time, and I'll be glued. Listen, safe travels.
Thank you very much.
Maybe we'll catch up with you and tell us
how you've got
it. Oh, I'd love it. And safe travels and speak to you soon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's take a break.
Email oliver@rte.ie.